good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Tuesday and every single day. Thank you for tuning in, my friends, and thank you for sending us notes, emails, feedback on our Facebook page. It's so good to stay connected to you and with you. And man, so many people rolling up their sleeves and getting involved and helping one another during this time. And I'm just so proud to be an Oregonian. I really am. And I'm proud to be your neighbor. And I'm so thankful, as difficult as it has been, to move back at a time, you know, where I totally expected my Oregon experience to be different than this, of course, you know, to be back here during this time to get connected with some incredible people. And I really feel like had we not said yes to moving to Oregon, Terry and I, when we did, we would have really missed out, even though it's been so difficult. But it's been difficult, friends, when I talk to my friends in Arkansas and in South Dakota and in Texas and in Kansas and in Kentucky. It's difficult all the way around in this country right now. We're in some pretty intense times, and we are at a time where we really have some work to do. And we have the power. The power is in the people. And I want to remind us that today. We have the power, and together we are. I know it's a cliche right now. We're better together. We're stronger together. That is a cliche, but it is the truth. We are better together. And when we move together, all our individual selves move together, we can produce an amazing wave in our country of protecting our freedoms, our liberties, and our ability to change the tide that we're under. And I think some things, because of this COVID-19 and some of the things that have been going on, I think our eyes are getting aware. We're opening up our eyes. The smoke is blowing out of the way to see really what the agenda is. There's an agenda. There's a bigger plan. And we have been just kind of going along to get along, right? And I think we're like, oh, this isn't right. Something doesn't feel right. There's something going on here. And we are not going to allow our individual freedoms and liberties to be taken advantage of any longer, right? And right here, I believe Oregon, Washington, and California is ground zero. And I've heard this for many years: as California goes, or the West Coast goes, so goes the nation. Have you heard that too? Well, it is time. We have a chance to stand together strong and vote in leaders who will make a change. Strong, bold, courageous women and men who are saying, oh, not on my watch. I'm gonna dedicate my time, talent, and treasure, and I'm going to throw my hat in the ring, and I'm going to go for it. And that is the case of my co-host today. You've just moved up, Joe Ray, into a co-host, and we are so excited to have you back in the studio today. There's been so much momentum around your race for Senate. Oh my gosh, how exciting is this? You know, we are watching. Oregonians are watching, and they're ready for something new. Thank you for joining me, taking the time. I know you have a busy campaign going on and lots of things going on. Thank you for being here. How are you?
I am doing fabulous, and thank you for having me back. I know we talked about yesterday morning, but I was running on about 3.5 hours sleep from the day before.
Oh my goodness. You had an event in Salem, Kaiser area, didn't you? Where you got together and certainly did a fundraiser and had folks together. And it's been an interesting season with COVID to campaign. You've campaigned before.
Yes.
You've had elected leadership type, you know, you've done leadership type positions in the community before. This is so different. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, In most campaign cycles, you have all kinds of meetings. You're invited to Kiwanis. You're invited to Rotary. Mm-hmm. All the civic groups have the candidates that make it through to the general election in.
Right.
And then all the Republican or whatever your parties, they've got their meetings.
Right.
Well, with the COVID, we got shut down.
Right.
So no invitations from any of the civic groups.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if they're meeting. Some of the Republican groups are meeting. Some of them aren't meeting. Some of them are trying to do Zoom meetings, which is not ideal. It's better than nothing.
Right.
But and then the fires.
Yes.
You know, just as we're picking up momentum, the state is on fire.
Mm.
And but God.
Yes.
But God knew all of this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
He's not surprised by any of it.
That's
we are.
True. Yes.
But he's not. And so I have been since. Gosh, since before I won the primary.
Mm-hmm.
And even after, so it was after that I realized that I'm literally in the eye of the storm.
Right.
And it is so incredibly calm in the eye of the storm.
It's true.
And I've been in that calm. I get a little frustrated every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I'm in the eye of the storm. And what an amazing place to be.
What's been beautiful to watch and with my travels and things, I haven't been as engaged as I like to be in your campaign, but I do watch and I do know that people are coming alongside. It's been fun to see these people with these qualities and these skills that you need coming alongside. And a lot of the candidates here in Oregon, because of the businesses being shut down, because of COVID, now because of the fire, a lot of these businesses that would normally be participating, mm-hmm. sending you donations, things like that, they're hampered. They can't do that. But a lot of people are able to give their time.
Right.
They're able to talk to their friends and their family about you and your vision for Oregon, your vision for this nation, because you're running for Senate.
Yes.
And Oregon has how many senators?
Every state has two U.S. senators.
Two senators. And so this is a pretty key position. So you have the whole state.
Yes.
You have all of the special things about, you have the metro areas, you have the rural areas. There's so much diversity, really.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Culturally and geographically about Oregon. And you have to become a real good student and be able to articulate, which I think you've been doing very well, how you will represent in the Senate. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm very thankful that you're willing to do this. And I know in previous shows, we've talked about your call.
Yes.
Remind, if someone's listening today, hasn't had a chance, and then there was light.
And then there was light.
We're having some fun issues in our studio. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
The call. Right?
That was the timing for that, guys. If you knew, since she said that, the lights came on.
It was awesome. It was like special effects on radio, but you couldn't hear it or see it except for our excitement. Talk to us about that call.
So this is a journey that began in January of 2009 when God said go.
Mm-hmm.
And he said 5 to 6 years. Well, that's when I thought I would win. And I ran for the Senate nomination.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it didn't happen, but I stayed engaged.
Right.
And after the 2018 election, so I ran for the Senate seat, and then I filed twice for Congressional District 4 to be a U.S. representative, which is, for those of you listening, basically Linn County South,
mm-hmm.
all the way down to the coast, excludes Jackson County. So I filed in 2016, didn't win. Filed in 2018, I'm going to win, there's no doubt about it. I didn't win, and that night I go, I'm done. I am so done. And everybody was in shock. Even my husband was in shock because I didn't talk to him. I was just like, see, I'm tearing up.
Mm-hmm.
That's
emotion.
The degree.
Yes.
Yeah. But I woke up the next morning and I said, Joe Ray, if God didn't tell you you're done, you're not done.
Mm.
Get back up, get on that horse, and keep going.
Right.
And so January of 2019, I filed for the third time for the 4th Congressional District seat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how in the world did I end up as the U.S. Senate nominee?
Right.
January 17th of 2020 at 1:30 in the morning, I switched races.
Ah.
And so I literally had from the middle of January to the middle of March to campaign outside of my house.
Wow.
And we got shut down.
Yes.
So this win was phenomenal. So NBC News called it a landslide, mm-hmm. and I never thought of it in those terms.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of interesting. I won all 36 counties.
Yes.
I won 49.22% of the vote in a 4-way race.
Right. That's optimistic. That's proven.
That's
yes. People that showed up, and that's
yes.
That's your party base.
And
yes.
And so it's just amazing to me to when you stay when you stay in that vein, and I wanted to share something with you, and I didn't bring all of my mm-hmm. all my visuals today. So I'll bring my I'll show her one of my three.
Okay.
So I drink a lot of coffee. And so I have all these little thermoses, and this one says Faith on it. Well, I was unloading the dishwasher one day, and I take out three thermoses. One of them I've had for a really long time, and it's, well, mostly silver now, but it's green. It's supposed to be green.
Mm-hmm.
The other one says the dream is real.
Oh.
And then the faith. And as I pull them out, the Lord just drops it. Plink. The one that was beat up represents so much of our lives. We
right.
just feel so beat up.
Right.
And if we keep that faith, that dream that he's placed in us is real.
Mm.
But we've got to keep the faith
keep
in
the
that.
Faith.
And I went, what an amazing word picture. I mean, just, I mean, God, just
illustration
for me, just three thermoses sitting on my counter. Isn't that just amazing? And just, wow. That just blows me away. It's, God just goes, plink, here you go.
It's like, keep going.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
in. I see I'm, you.
I'm, in, yeah.
I'm here with you. Keep going.
Yeah, keep
and,
going for it.
And I'm a visual person. So those little signs
yeah.
really bring encouragement to me. And I don't know. I remember as kids, maybe you do Sunday school and the visual,
yes.
you know, the flannel graph boards, you
mm-hmm,
know,
mm-hmm.
Of the storytelling or whatever. I'm very visual. And even looking at the thermos, what do you call it? A little contain, drink
it's the
container.
Stainless steel hot cold beverage holder.
There you go. And with faith on it, that brings such encouragement because I know we've been through so much. And even since I started this journey on the radio March mm-hmm. 1st, I had no clue what we would be walking through, you know, every single day trying to bring a dose of encouragement
right.
to our listeners and bringing everybody together. And I'm so proud of each and every one of them that are listening. And I'm proud that we're Oregonians.
Yes.
And I know what I love about you and even your website, you've had your website
yes.
redone.
Yes.
It's very appealing. Not that the other one wasn't, it's just, this is like very interactive and you've got some new ads on there.
Yes, I do.
And they're very relevant to what's going on. And I want to talk about that as we get in.
Okay.
We're going to have a break here real soon, but I want to talk about the ads. I want to get a touch base on how the campaign is going and where you're at and some exciting things that are coming around the corner. And then I want to get into some issues.
Alrighty.
Because there's, you know, suddenly we've had some senators show up with some statements. Oh my gosh, they've been kind of absent in the last 120 days with all this stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you know, when there's a photo op,
there they are.
And so I want to get into that a little bit. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, and I know there's much to talk about yet with the fire. And I also want to, when we come back from this break, I want to talk a little bit about some positive news that happened with a judge ruling yesterday. Finally, we got something thrown at us and a ruling that works in our favor. And we'll be getting into that here in a little bit. And I want to remind you, give us some feedback. Stacy@KSLM.news. Love to hear from you on the email. And the last segment this morning, if you want to call in, we invite you to be a part of the show. Join the conversation a little bit later, 503-589-1220. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this. Enjoying a wonderful Tuesday. Already September 15th. My goodness. For the longest time, it seemed like time just dragged on and on and on last spring. And now it's like, ooh, we're in super speed ahead. It's the 15th of September, and we know right around the corner is elections. And speaking of that, you know, Joe Ray, we've updated our website here at KSLM.
Ooh.
And I don't know if you've had a chance
to check it out.
Check it out. And we have links for our wildfire and resources and things right at the top. But we're going to put in a call to action. I think we'll just call it Election 2020. And we're going to put a menu bar where people can register to vote, make sure that they track their vote,
yes.
All of those kinds of things. Well, in researching the links and places to go, I had discovered about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, oh my gosh, there is not a Republican statement there is nothing on here. There's the Constitutional Party. There's the Democrat Party. There's the Libertarian.
And that's on the Oregon website.
This is on the Oregon Secretary of State official page. So I did a phone call to the Secretary of State. And of course, they're all working mostly are working remote. And they did give me a phone call back. And they said, well, they didn't get it in time. And I said, oh, that's tragic. You know, I'm new to the area and I want to know about the local party, you know, wink, wink. And that's, you know, trying to get some information or whatever. So right away I start sending messages to the Republican Party, like, how come, what's going on? You know, this isn't good. And it was right after we got the blow about the recall.
Right.
You know, it was just
right.
Within days right in there. And so with that, we've discovered through a lawsuit, thanks to the Republican Party, who said, look, that isn't quite how it played out. They won, and there was a judgment yesterday, overrules Secretary of State, says Republican Party didn't miss voter guide deadline. Apparently,
wow.
What had happened was, is they submitted, of course, it was close to the timeline, but there's strategy in that, too, because
right.
They didn't want to risk it being rejected and then not getting in. I don't know.
Maybe,
that's
yeah.
A Stacey thing. But it is going to get in.
Yay.
And we're very excited about that. I did check this morning on the Secretary of State site, and it's not up there yet. So I don't know if they have a timeline that they have within 24 hours or 48 hours, but I'm going to monitor that. I'm probably going to give them a little call today
yeah.
And say, hey, where's the Republican statement? You know,
yeah.
And so there's some voter things that we need to really stay on top of.
Well, we do. Just like my statement is in, but my photo won't be. Somebody sends me a message. They go, oh, today's the last day. I went, oh, God, it's about 5 o'clock. Well, I go in to upload my photo, which, hello, you've got my photo from the primary.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I need to upload the photo again? This is crazy. But they're gone. I call right away. They're not answering the phone.
Right.
And because the way that you have to link it in, I'm always concerned that if I do it wrong, they will completely kick out my candidate statement.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't touch it because I'm just going, I'm not seeing the one link that I need. I send them an email. They go, oh, sorry, so sad, too bad. You can't get your picture in.
See, I just don't think that's right.
And it's like, well, why can't you guys use the one from the primary? Oh, well, we can't do that. You have it on file. It's been there.
Right.
So
I think that there's some questionable activity is going on personally.
It's
that's
just
my...
kind of, you know, I mean, I shouldn't have pushed the timeline so close.
Well, and here's the issues on the pamphlet. And in my perspective, again, this is my media perspective.
Mm-hmm.
The days are changing. The times are changing.
Yeah.
So what might have been in your statement 2 weeks ago with all, like, even the fires and everything
oh, yeah.
else, you're going to want to be relevant. And so you're, like, taking a snapshot, and in 2 weeks, it might not be
well,
as relevant.
See,
so I get it.
Yeah, and my statement, had I started my statement 2 weeks later,
mm-hmm.
then because I did it by petition instead of by money. So people that understand, for on a Senate race, $2,500 to put my candidate statement in the voter guide
mm-hmm.
or petition. So mm-hmm. I did it by petition. And, of course, there's a deadline because they have to validate all the signatures, save $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I started getting my signatures, and we knocked it out of the park. I needed to
Good
get
job.
500 validated. I turned in 772 signatures.
Good
I know
job.
It's going to go in the voter guide. But all the riots broke out, and then all these other things started
mm-hmm.
happening. And I would have made – we only had 325 words.
Right.
So, friends, when you read the voter statements, when you see, God, why aren't these, like, complete whole paragraphs and
mm-hmm.
thoughts? It's because we're trying to put a huge amount of information on issues in 325 words.
Exactly.
And it's a challenge to do.
It's kind of like making a Twitter post.
Yeah, yeah,
trying to get all
much.
Kinds of stuff out.
Yeah,
so many
yeah.
characters. Yes.
And so anyway, people are going, why don't you change it? Go, I can't.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have to start over, and then I'm really crunched for time, and I didn't want to do that. Plus, I wanted to get them in, get my petitions in early because I knew that they were working remotely. That well, and they have people in the basement of the Secretary of State's building, where their office is. And working on all those, and they have stated that if we turn them in too late and they don't get through it, so sad, too bad, you got to pony up $2,500. So certain
well,
risks that I wasn't going to take, but so my picture's not going to be in there.
I don't
but
think
they wouldn't
that's
even do
right.
it electronically. It's like, well, at least put it on the website.
Right.
No.
Well, I don't think that's right. And I don't know who oversees that. And I don't know why that is. I think that if a candidate has done their work and they've, especially the petitions, and you've gotten the signatures and these people said, I want her in the pamphlet.
Yeah.
They should work over.
Right.
They should work for us. Serve
exactly.
us to yeah. get.
Right.
Get the, for the voters.
For
the good
yeah.
of the voters.
And so my statement is there. My photo isn't. But that's all right. They can look me up online if they
yeah.
they want to know, but
how frustrating
with the
though.
Issues going on.
Yeah,
my photo I don't think is going to make that big of a deal.
Well, we'll just keep trusting no matter
trusting
these obstacles that we're going to continue to overcome. And certainly, we have a play in this, listeners. We have an opportunity to spread with our friends and family the good news about Jo Ray and what she will do here in Oregon. And this is at least the Republicans now will have their statement there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think moreover what I'm hearing from just the people that I'm meeting, and I'm with the limited ability to meet people, people are not as satisfied with the Democrats. They're not there. The way things have been going, you know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
Right.
They're realizing, oh, Governor Brown's been in office since 1991.
Yeah.
29 years. She's had some yeah. kind of influence now.
30 years of Democrat rule.
Yes. And she's sounding like, you know, this is a Trump problem. He's only been in for 3.5 years. Hello.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, the math isn't adding up.
It's not.
And Oregonians are smart. We're practical. We're here for one another. I think there's big changes happening in the future.
I agree.
And I'm excited that you're a part of it. I'm excited to watch you and be your friend and
yeah.
help celebrate you through this. We're going to continue on. We're going to talk about some issues and what she's going to do for Oregon when she gets into the Senate. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you together on this Tuesday. How you doing, friends? I know it's really smoky out there. In fact, continuing to see hazardous conditions. It's 7:36 in the morning on this Tuesday, and weather today, temperature about 78 degrees, overnight low 58, again with the hazardous air. And I know I've been hearing lots of businesses are saying stay at home. Maybe you've just returned to work at the office and now they're saying stay at home because it really is thick air out there. And I don't know what, Jo Ray, I saw something in the news that 1 out of 10 emergency room visits right now are related to the smoke.
Yeah.
And people have asthma attacks and mm-hmm. problems with that. And so I've talked to a lot of people who don't have regular air conditioners. You know, in Oregon,
yeah.
It's only hot. It's not like Arkansas, you know, you need the air to cut through the humidity and the heat. Here, in the evenings, you can open up your windows normally, you know, and
yes,
cool down.
Yeah.
And so there's some obstacles right now that we're walking through. But I will tell you that we are strong and resilient, and we will rebound,
yep.
and we will come through this. And I've got in my hand your pamphlet you've worked really hard on, talking about the different issues that you're going to stand for and what you want to fight for. And I think a lot of people are questioning. In the media right now, they're saying, oh, this is climate change. That's why we're having the fires. It's climate change
oh, yeah.
and trouble that way. And the reality, here's the reality. They're trying to say that. They're trying to shift our focus
mm-hmm.
away from what's really been happening over the last 30 years. Now, as a kid, I remember the spotted owl issue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was that a state issue or a federal issue? I believe the feds were trying to come in on that. And then the state was like, no, we got to protect the owl. Well, it hurt our timber industry.
Yes, huge.
And even in this fire, our timber industry and the folks that have been working the land in these areas, they know how to prevent this
yep.
from happening,
yep.
but their hands have been tied.
Yes.
They have not been able to clear out. What can, on the federal level, when you're the senator of Oregon, what kinds of things can you do in that position to help us back in Oregon to make sure this never happens again?
Well, part of the challenge we've had is with the environmentalists, and they have taken a law, a rule that is on the books and is called the Equal Rights Act. And I'm probably saying it wrong. That's what happens when I start talking before 10 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, basically, this law was put in place to help our veterans sue, believe it or not, the federal government because they were not able to get the mostly medical assistance. And so as taxpayers, we would pay for those vets that couldn't afford an attorney up to $125 an hour. Mm. Well, somehow the environmentalists are using that money through that law to sue us, and they're way over $125 an hour for their attorney fees. And so that's the first thing is, excuse me, this is there specifically to take care of our veterans who are not getting their needs met.
Promise needs met, yes.
And so that's what it's for. It's not for you guys over here. So that's the first thing. The second thing is when we have these fires, the Jefferson fire, the Warm Springs fire, started on state land. We need to get it put out.
Right.
Then bring in the tanker. Well, there's a tanker apparently sitting down in Mesa, Arizona, one of the super tankers. But unless the U.S. Forest Service says yes, go, they can't go because they're under exclusive contract to the U.S. Forest Service. Mm. But you see, the fires don't care. The fires don't go, oh, we can only burn here. They're going to go where fires go. That's what they do. So we've got to open this up and say, look, when assistance is needed, and yes, there is a clear dividing line, in my opinion, between what the federal does and what the state does. Simultaneously, there's an overlap. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those things that's an overlap because the amount of pollutants that are put out from just a small forest fire is more than what the, now, I believe, former coal burning plant in Boardman, Oregon put out in an entire year.
Oh, it's horrific.
So,
yes.
And when we can see this, the air quality today is phenomenal compared to what it was 2 days ago when
this
we were up
true.
Over 600 parts per million or whatever their thing was. It was up over 600. Now we're at 200 and something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's breathable air. It's the worst air in the world.
Yes, and it's still, by this morning, the headline news early this morning out of Portland, they were saying it's still one of the worst air qualities in the world, and that is interesting that we've had such protections. Oregon has always been known for being so green and being, I would brag about, you never saw a litter of trash along the highway.
Hardly
because
ever.
Of the fines, all of that. Now, during COVID, I've seen more litter here than I've ever seen, and mostly the mask laying on the ground. That's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
But certainly, we have these issues that are so important. We got to get the right leadership
in
the Senate.
And we need the loggers, years ago, they would have a water tenderer out there with them, and they had the spotters up on the watchtowers, and they don't have those anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so the loggers, there's a fire. They were radioing, and they are off and getting that fire doused and calling help. Now you have to get to where there's service and call on help. And again, the fires are growing. That fire, the Warm Springs fire out in Jefferson County, it was an acre when it started. And it was a lightning strike a month ago.
Right.
And now it's exploded. Hundreds of people have completely lost their homes. Detroit is gone. I think Idana is gone. Mahima's gone. Bruce Cuff, who ran for governor and then ran for House district seat in the primary, his place is completely wiped out. Nothing left. He's a Christian. He's got a great outlook on it. He did tell me, he goes, I forgot to grab my computer when I talked to him on the phone the other night before he knew for sure if it was gone. And lives lost.
Mm-hmm.
And wildlife lost. And the pollution. So, oh my gosh, now they're going to call for more cutbacks on our CO2 emissions because it's not from you and I and it's not from our cars. It's from the trees that burned up that needed the CO2 because they need that CO2 to give us oxygen, right?
That's right.
Science 101. So now this climate change. So now they can feed the narrative even more. There's so many strange things going on. Why wasn't that fire put out faster?
Right.
Where were the firefighters?
Now, is this something, and I don't know how this works, maybe this is something we can learn together, but to me it seems like it calls for a federal, down the road, a federal investigation to what exactly happened here in Oregon, maybe California and Washington. Of course, you know, all the rumors of people setting these fires, this one we know, the Jefferson, was by lightning. We do know that.
We do know that.
Some are happening because of weather, and the wind certainly made it worse.
And we do know that there's been arsonists out there. Several of them have been caught. There's been some interesting connections with some of them, which I've only glanced at, so I won't go into all that because I've only glanced at it yesterday, and I haven't done the deep dive into that. But Linn County Sheriff's Office, yesterday on the radio, it was that there were several suspicious fires, but they wouldn't say what that meant. Well, suspicious means it was not natural.
Right. And when you have, even Jeff earlier on the show gave an example of charcoals around the base of a tree, that's not natural.
No.
I mean, even a camper, an amateur camper, wouldn't dump their, you know, their briquettes from their little camp stove at a base of a tree.
Right.
People just know that.
Fireworks,
you know,
stuck in a stump next to a can of gas, or fireworks stump on dry grass. And just happen to be shooting up at the same time that other fires are going on is not normal. Finding cans of gas is not normal. Finding plastic containers with wicks sticking out of them on the, which happened up on us up on the, up in Washington State. You know, they arrested the guy.
Oh.
They let him out.
And he did it again?
And he did it again. He set eight more fires.
Oh.
After that,
you know,
they arrest him in the morning. He gets out and sets eight more fires.
Now, that's another thing, the justice, the fact that here in Oregon, you're talking about the riots for over 100 days, right, and not allowing people to be adequately charged and move forward with those charges. They've been releasing them, and it causes more trouble and more mischief, you know, repeatedly.
Murders.
And all kinds of things. And so we really have some house cleaning to do, don't we?
Major house cleaning. So here's the thing. Every elected official takes an oath.
Yes.
If they are elected at the state level, they take two oaths: to support and defend the Oregon Constitution, to support and defend the U.S. Constitution.
Mm.
That means that Governor Brown, Ted Wheeler, Mayor Ted Wheeler, D.A. Schmidt, all three of them, in my opinion, have violated both of their oaths of office.
Yes.
Because they have, it's to me, it's a dereliction of duty.
Right.
To protect the people, to protect the property, to protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're going in there and you're causing, trying to cause insurrection, that is domestic enemies. There's no other way to put it.
Well, and for me, in my opinion, I believe when you're protesting, it turns into destructing property, destructing businesses, and hurting people. It's no longer a protest.
Correct.
Now you are a criminal.
Exactly.
And you should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law if you are caught and there's witnesses and there's enough to charge
beyond
you.
Beyond a reasonable doubt.
Yep, that's exactly right. And so we are going to open up the phone lines, 503-589-1220. Invite you into the conversation after we get back from this break. Joe Ray, tell us, how do people find out about you online?
On my website, Perkins4USSenate.vote.
Okay. Oh, that's good. Vote. And then a phone number?
541-730-3570.
You're one of the rare candidates that put your phone number out there, and people are very thankful.
Well, that was the office number.
Mm-hmm, I love it.
And so right now it's going into my voicemail.
I love it.
Because the phone's been ringing off the hook, so unfortunately it's going to voicemail, and then I have to
follow up.
And I will follow up. So if you've left me a message in the last week and you haven't heard from me, I will follow up.
Yep, and you are. And that's what I appreciate about you so very much. And how can they support you financially?
So they can also do that on the website, PerkinsforUSSenate.vote. There's a button there that says donate. And you can either do it electronically with a credit or debit or electronic funds transfer, or you can mail a check, and the address is right there.
Okay.
You just drop a check in the mail.
Now, is there a limit to how much money? Like,
yes.
If we wanted to donate, what is that?
So per person, $2,800.
Okay.
You just do it $2,800 in a penny, I have to refund the penny to you.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
So,
well, the best way is to, up until the election, give weekly, give as much as you can, because we need to get you in the Senate.
Thank you.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're going to open the phone lines up. When we come back, give us a call, 503-589-1220. Good morning to you. Hello, you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann. Want to say thank you to Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group, Willamette Valley, for sponsoring the show this morning. Ready to go above and beyond to serve you. Give them a call, 503-939-7099. And Joe Ray Perkins running for Senate in the studio with me today. Joe Ray, we're going to open up the phone lines.
Alrighty.
We've had a couple calls waiting, and so we'll invite them into the conversation. Good morning to you. How are you? Is this Ron?
Yes, it is. How you doing, Joe Ray?
Good to have you with us. Did you hear him all right, Joe Ray?
Yes, now I can hear Ronnie. Good morning, Ronnie.
Hey, how you doing?
I am phenomenal. How about you?
I'm doing fine. I want to address with you, Joe Ray. I think your message is decent, but based on what I'm seeing and from my people throughout the valley, as you know, I travel all over. I've just spent 4 days down in Southern Oregon. And the concern is this. Number one, I feel like that you got to take the you're doing the best you can. I mean, the media here in this state is atrociously bad towards Republicans, okay, minus KTVZ and a few other conservative. That is basically middle ground, and they try to be fair. But if you're talking about the local ones out of the polling area, I think what I would do if it was me running, and I don't see this from you, I love you. You know me. I love
yes.
you. I've known you since 2015. I would like for you to meet those people that wanted to see law and order, that called for the governor and the weak, mayor of Portland. Meet those minorities, Americans, and meet the ones down in Lane County. I think if you could, you got the idea since. Why New York Widener, Jerkley, Merkley, I don't even know which one you're going racing against this time.
Jerkley, Merkley.
Let's tie him across and this California ties to big tech. Let's tie him across and say now how he's getting all his money. And it's on public record. Let's tie him across that he's scared to address the people of the state. Hey, he hasn't gone, at least Widen gone around the state 5 times in the last 4 years. Berkeley only got around twice in 4 years.
Ryan.
And the things that I feel that if you address that issues as representation of all the states, address the various law and order issues in North Portland and over there and South Eugene, I think you would be able to sway enough people.
So, Ronnie, so we actually have an ad out that's doing that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So
you were right in it.
Yep. Yep, so we have an ad that talks about that, talks about Merkley calling them peaceful protesters when they're rioters, calls the law, federal law enforcement protecting a federal building, which is federally illegal to do, calls them Trump's secret police, and which
yes.
is an affront because who used the secret police was the Nazis. So he basically called our president a Nazi. Without.
Yes.
And you can get these ads on your website,
yep,
right?
They're
and
on the website.
Share them with your folks.
Yep. And they're on my Facebook page, Perkins for U.S. Senate, and we're getting ready to run one of them on digital media where people are doing streaming of movies, et cetera. So we're going to be running those up in the Portland area. So
Radio also helped.
Well, we're getting there. We're getting there. There's timing in everything, Ronnie. There's timing in everything.
There's a plan. There's a plan, and you're right on it.
You're
right
on
in
the money.
Tune. And it is, you know, ramping up the prayers, too, because there is so many obstacles. But I've got a sneak peek here on her website of some of these ads. They're great. You need to go to her website. You need to check them out. You need to share them. You can share them now.
Yep.
They're on YouTube, and you can be effective and active. And, again, suggestions are good. You can email. Joe Ray, if you know of meetings, so many people are not meeting right now. It's hard to even create meetings and get with these civic groups and these natural networks of people.
Yeah. So, now, speaking of meetings, I am going to be up in Hood River this Sunday.
Oh, good.
So in a park, and it will be on my website. You'll have to go to the calendar. I haven't put the park name in yet, but we will be at a park in Hood River, so pray for some cleared air. And I was just telling Stacey Ann earlier that I am going to be in the next 2 weeks. I will start my 36 county trip.
Yes, that's fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you, Ronnie,
for joining
the conversation.
Blessings.
You too.
Keep up the fight.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you, my friend. We're going to open up the lines again, and I believe we have Art on the line. How are you doing today, Art?
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Just got back indoors. putting up my yard signs. Joy Ray, your yard sign is out. And flashing all over the neighborhood. I must say, though, those metal holders don't hold up very well when you pull your signs in and out every day.
You're afraid of theft.
But, you know, we're definitely dealing with that. Joel Ray, obviously, Merkley and Wyden have swallowed the climate change pill, and we all know that it is a false narrative. But, of course, Merkley and Wyden, they love the environmentalists, and now we're suffering the consequences. And so it's real important, and I know it's hard to do right now, Joel Ray, but I actually listened to a meteorologist talking about, you know, the situation here in Oregon. And obviously, you know, Kate was out there saying, oh, well, we've been suffering from a drought for 30 years. And I know Merkley and Wyden are doing the same thing.
Yeah, we've had hers.
How do you suffer from a drought when just before in, you know, the early spring, we had major flooding? I mean, they called it a disaster. And so, you know, challenging Merkley and Wyden on that, of course, is really critical. And getting, you know, those meteorologists out there, you know, defending our side of the story, because we know that these fires are because of bad forest management.
Right.
Bad policy. You're exactly right, Art.
Well, absolutely correct. But another thing, Joel Ray, and you know, Merkley and Wyden have ignored the problem up in Portland, where our young people are being used as sex slaves.
Yep, they sure have.
And so I think that's a real important issue that needs to be brought out, because when you're number two in the whole country for, you know, selling young people, and I mean young people, underage people, as sex slaves and all that, and part of that has to do with the fact that you got gangs up in Portland who are, you know, so, getting these young adults addicted to drugs,
right,
and stuff like that.
So aren't,
and Merkley,
because we're doing nothing. Well, they are, and we're short on time, unfortunately. Is Portland, Oregon, is the human trafficking capital of the country. Portland, Oregon.
Yes,
Portland, Oregon, the first known recognized Antifa group was called Rose City Antifa, 2007. So Portland, Oregon is a proving ground for a whole lot of not good stuff. And people don't realize that. And we are combating this stuff. Again, we just got past Labor Day. This is where we start kicking it in. And so our messaging is coming out. And I love that you're right on the money, Art. Thank you so much.
Where do you go for finding out more information for you, Joey?
Perkins for USSenate.vote.
Thank you for joining me this morning. We're going to go to 2 hours starting October 1st, Joe Ray. Will you come back and share some time with us again and take
more
questions?
Yes.
All right. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. October 1st, mark your calendar. We're going to go to 2 hours. The hour just goes so fast. We appreciate you calling in today and being a part of the conversation. Have a wonderful day, no matter what you're facing today, my friend. Over, under, around, or through, you and I, we're overcomers. Have a wonderful day.